Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 513 and is sponsored by The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, and Custom Labels by Sterling. This week's segments include...
On the Needle.
Events.
In Stitches.
A Contest.
Mother Knows Best.
When Knitting Attacks.
A Review.
And so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. How's it going this week, Mom?
Excellent, lovey.
Happy Boxing Day.
Is that today? That's not today.
Today is Boxing Day. Today is the day you're supposed to watch movies about boxing, right?
Okay.
Okay, there was a thing on Twitter where they're like, Happy Boxing Day, which is a holiday that nobody really knows why it's for. Do you know the history?
It has to do with giving boxed things to...
To the help.
To the help, yeah.
I prefer my version. Watch movies. Or, if you have kids, videos of kangaroos boxing, which are really funny, and they shouldn't be. But they really are. So, happy Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing Day.
Should we go off topic for 1 minute and talk about Christmas and then come back to knitting?
Absolutely.
We had a lovely holiday, and it was full of family and good food and good company and...
Friends.
And not a huge amount of stress.
Nope.
And I credit that to my entire Grinch-along approach to the whole holiday season, which was wonderful. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing The Grinch this week with Genevieve. We went and saw the new Mary Poppins movie, in which I took my Viagence by Martina Bame, which I'm knitting out of Miss Babs, was this Kilimanjaro? Out of the most beautiful teal.
I made mine in blue out of Kilimanjaro.
I pulled the beads out of the bag, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and I don't love the beads I bought, so I'm going to get new ones.
Well,
we talked about this, but the more I look at the beads I picked, the more I am convinced they are wrong for this project. They'll be fine for something else. They're a great color. They're just not right for this.
Yep.
So I made some progress on this while we watched the new Mary Poppins movie, which is charming. And the music is quite good. And Lin-Manuel Miranda is in it, so that means it's amazing. Period. End of story. But yeah, so I've just been like, I've been feeling good and on this kick to finish stuff and do stuff and get things sorted and out of my life and dealt with. And that's a good feeling.
There's a lot of closure I'm hearing.
Well, I finished my, we talked about last week how I finished the Frozen Hearts pullover.
Right.
And I blocked it and it's enormous. Mm-hmm. So I threw it in the dryer when it was a little damp because it's super wash merino.
Okay.
If it had been just wool, just plain old wool, that would have felted it. But with super wash merino, sometimes it's happier when you throw it in the dryer, either to dry start to finish or just to finish a little bit. And it really just fluffed it up and pulled it back into shape. So I need to see if I can convince someone to bury my ends today because the end weaving fairy is floating around so that I can make it finished. Because the knitting is finished. The blocking is finished. It just needs to be photographed and put on Ravelry. So because that one is done, the knitting is done, I have been working up the motivation to swatch for my Comfort Fade cardigan by Andrea Mowry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm knitting this, the yarn is there, the yarn is perfect, but it's just getting it started and doing the measuring, figuring out how I'm going to do it in the customizations, because I think the original pattern's written for 5 colors, and I have 10. And I'm not going to omit any of them, because I know exactly what I want, and I know exactly how I want it to be. And so last night, because I was watching, well, we were watching Muppet Christmas Carol yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I pulled out my yarn and I thought, well, this is as good a time as any to swatch. I don't really have any knitting that's just right for right now. And if I do my swatch now, then it can wash and it can dry. And by the end of the evening, it'll be dry.
Mm-hmm.
And it mostly was. So I threw it in the dryer for a few minutes with whatever laundry was in there.
No laundry.
It was by itself.
Soloed.
Oh, I did not realize that Andrew threw it in an empty dryer. Well, anyway, my swatch fluffed up.
It wasn't empty. He put the sweater shelf in.
I don't know if that makes me feel better or worse. But anyway, I finished the swatch.
He was trying to get your stuff.
Get my stuff done, which was very sweet. I wish I had felt more patient because that could have gone in with some laundry. But anyway, I did the swatching while we watched the movie, and because the movie wasn't done and it didn't feel like getting up and going, I made a slightly larger swatch than I normally do. So it was humongous, and I am really excited. So it's going to be 30 inches long, 10 colors. I'm going to knit it.
What is this you're knitting?
The Comfort Fade Cardigan by Andrea Mowry.
How can you give square dimensions for a cardigan?
What do you mean square dimensions?
Start over again with the dimensions.
I'm going to make it 30 inches long.
From where?
From the top of the neck to the bottom of the bottom.
Okay.
So in order to do that, I've figured out how long my solid sections need to be and how long the fade sections need to be. And then I looked at the pattern, and it's done in reverse stockinette stitch, which I didn't realize. But then I thought, oh, I'll just knit it inside out in the round and throw a steek in there.
Mm-hmm.
And just go endlessly in circles, which is how I like to do my knitting.
Okay.
Because she also said, if you don't want to do miles of stockinette stitch in the round, just purling for your sleeves, turn them inside out and work them inside out. And I was like, well, I'm going to work the whole sweater inside out. So, haha. And I was looking on Ravelry because there are like 2,500 comfort fade cardigans on Ravelry with pictures, many of them. And so I looked up how many of them had steeked, and there were 3 of them that were steeked. So, because I looked at the directions to see if this was something that could practically be steeked or if I was just going to drive myself crazy. And okay. So, it can be steeked. I'm going to throw in some steek stitches, and once I get there, it's just going to fly in the round. And then I haven't decided if it's going to be solid all the way down or if I'm going to add vents to the sides. Like the long cardigans I have from Old Navy. Because it's a hang-open cardigan. It's not a button-front cardigan.
Mm-hmm.
So I could go either way. I haven't decided quite yet. And I don't have to. I can always do buttonholes later and add a vent later. I am not afraid to cut my knitting. But my swatch is done.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that. What else have you got going?
It feels like I'm monogamous because I've been working on the hexagon blanket.
Mm-hmm. This is by Tin Can Knits, and you're knitting it out of Black Trillium Fibers Sublime DK.
Right. And I've got Croy socks going. Vanilla is the new black, but socks don't feel like they count.
Mm-hmm.
They're
just something you always do.
Yeah, kind of like popcorn. Popcorn doesn't have calories, does it?
I'm the wrong person to ask about any of these things.
So yeah, I've been working on the polygon blanket, and I've moved to 16-inch needles to start, and I'm much happier.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
So I finished one ball of one of the brown tones, and mm-hmm. started with the next one, and yeah, so yesterday I think I knit a whole little ball up and I got five or six hexagons.
Mm-hmm.
So good progress. What else are you working on?
What else am I working on? I started a pair of Christmas socks out of the yarn is the Cozy Knitter, and the colorway is called Gingerbread House. It's self-striping and it matches my little red truck sock bag from Little Skein of the Big Wool, which actually reminds me of Little Blue Truck. Like, the artwork on it looks...
It is.
...so much like the Little Blue Truck books, which are some of Rex's favorites, and it's just... It made me happy. Do you ever have that thing where it's like, oh, it reminds me of this other thing that we love?
Absolutely.
So I went into my stash, and mm-hmm. I went properly stash diving, and I knew exactly what I was looking for, and I knew exactly where it was, and so it didn't take me very long. And I got it, and you wound it for me, and I pulled the needles out of my stash because I just finished a pair of other socks not too long ago, some of the Halloween socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I started the ribbing, and it was ready to rock and roll for when I was running errands. And so it's in my purse now, and I've got something reasonable as take-along knitting for a while because the Viajante is good for movies, but not theater, because if you pick it up and you hold it up to see if you've done the increasey thing...
It's too dark to see.
No, you can see, but it can be distracting to the actors, whereas a movie is not going to feel weird if you're like picking up your knitting and holding it up to the light for a minute so you can figure out where okay. you are. But I must have knit maybe an inch and a half on this. And it's starting to get...
wider?
Yeah. If this was an Elizabeth Zimmerman pie shawl, I would say it has reached the octopus stage. Because when I was working on my pie shawl by Elizabeth Zimmerman, it looked like a scrunched up octopus head when I got to a certain point on the size. Because I don't really like to work on needles that are bigger than 24 or 29 inches in circumference unless I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I end up doing more scooting than knitting.
Okay.
And so it's reached that stage where it's kind of big and the rounds are getting longer, which mm-hmm. is perfect because I just wanted something to knit endlessly in the round while I do things and go places. And it's small enough that it can mostly fit. It's in a shawl-sized zip bag that I got from Freckled Crafter as a gift. It's very pretty and it matches my shawl. So anyway, I'm enjoying the knitting. What else have you got going?
So I went to the fabric store the other day to look for a coil separating zipper.
A coiled separating zipper or a coilless?
Coil separating zipper.
So that's one of the swirly ones.
Yes.
That has the wiry plasticky thing.
Plasticky thing, yes. And I have a Katya that needs a zipper. I need the Ribby Cardi needs a zipper. And I'm changing a zipper for your brother on something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the zipper I want to use. And so I need the right length and a fairly neutral color. Because getting the right color isn't going to happen. So I'm thinking maybe dark grays or black.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be... yeah, it's a tough color to match.
So they didn't have it, what I needed at Joann's, so we need to go online and order this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my knitting. There wasn't a whole lot of knitting because there was a lot of craziness and busyness leading up to the holidays.
Somehow I did find time to work on stuff, though.
You know what I forgot?
What did you forget?
To cast something on. My Christmas cast on.
Did you wind the yarn you got for Christmas?
Not yet.
There you go.
That sounds like a good plan. I'll bring that over today and ball it up.
So I did actually do a bit of knitting this week, even with all the craziness and everything. I did do some knitting. I worked on the Eddie Cowl by Elizabeth Doherty out of my really beautiful teal Kiviet and silk.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that has the brioche and the cables.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. I'm not super into the brioche, and also my hands are a little on the rough side because it's cold and wintry, so I need to hit the low bars before I work on it, because I can feel all, it's the silk in it that I can feel the rough spots on my fingers.
Suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Put a Lolo bar in your project bag.
I have a million of those little ones. I should. It should be easy enough to do, right?
Yep.
So I worked on that a little bit, and I picked up, I've just been like grabbing things that are almost done, because I'm excited about finishing things. I finished a sweater last week. I finished a cowl last week. So I'm kind of on a roll. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up, the kids were playing in the backyard and Rex wanted a fire in the fire pit. And so we did. And I sat out back while the kids were playing and had the tied knots hat that I'm almost finished with in my lap. And I'm on the crown decreases. And I think I'm like 10 rounds of crown decreases from the end, which is not that much.
10 rounds of crown decreases? No.
I am playing a bit of yarn chicken because I'm trying to figure out if I can eke it out of one ball because
mm-hmm.
that would be amazing
because
I have two balls of the same color and that means I could theoretically make the same hat in two colors. Theoretically. Or the same color. Sorry. I'm a lot tired. It's been a very exciting few days.
I think that color would also look good on me.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
You know.
What color is it? Gray?
Blue.
Blue.
It's very blue.
Okay.
But I'm enjoying that. And I picked up my worsted boxy last night while I was watching TV.
You did.
I did. And so the back is, I did the body and the round. The back, I think, is done. Or at least you knit for until it's a certain length, mm-hmm. which is a very long length. Mm-hmm. So I need to measure on the flat table, not on the couch.
Right.
So I need to measure it and double check that I hit the length because it's super close. And I did, I mean, it goes really fast because it's on such big needles.
Mm-hmm. And worsted weight yarn.
And worsted weight yarn. So I want to finish it so I can wear it because it has been really cold, 50-ish.
Yes.
But also I'm not staying warm like I used to, which is kind of a bummer. So, but convenient for knitwear. So mm-hmm. I picked that up and I was like, maybe I'll knock this out over the next few days or weeks. Maybe I will have more than one thing to wear at Stitches this year. I could theoretically, I'm going to wear my Frozen Heart sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe something else. Maybe I'll have more than one Stitches sweater. Who knows? And I'll probably wear my Comfort Fade cardigan. Half knit. Partially knit.
Okay.
Semi-finished.
Okay.
What else have you got going? Do you have anything else?
Nope.
You really have not been knitting very much. How is it that I have been knitting more than you?
I've been monogamous.
You have been. You've been working on those starfish. And yep. then you brought them over and I was like, nah, not close enough to done for me. I'm just trying to knock out big projects right now.
Okay.
Which is really incredible. Like, it's impressive feeling to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I just finished a sweater and a cowl this week. Never mind that one of those things has been on the needles for almost 2 years and the other one has been on the needles for a year and a half. But hey, who's counting?
It's finished now.
It is finished.
That's what counts.
I actually think it's been about a year to make the heart sweater.
You finished it, and that's what counts.
Well, it's not finished.
The knitting is finished.
The knitting is finished. The blocking is finished. It needs photos and ends woven and a label sewn in it.
Yes.
All right. That's it for knitting this week?
That's it for knitting.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Finish your latest project with a custom label from the Sterling Name Tape Company. They offer both woven and printed labels with low minimum order that are perfect for hobbyists, crafters, and small businesses. Your label can include a logo, care instructions, content info, or any kind of personal message. Visit clothinglabelsbysterling.com to see options and to place your order. And use coupon code KNITMORE during checkout to get 5% off your first order. That's clothinglabelsbysterling.com. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What events will we be participating in and attending in the near future?
So we have the #ChooseYourOwnAdventureCal ongoing. And that is going until forever and ever. And you are knitting the faded lines from Hokuhi Locatelli for that.
Yes, we're going to talk about that in When Knitting Attacks.
Okay. Also, Stitches West is something we are planning to attend February 21st through 24th, 2019. And registration has been open for quite some time.
But you should still register so that you can get your tickets and whatnot so that you don't end up waiting in line for things you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's that so far.
All right. And then that's it?
Yep.
Cool. Let's move on to the next segment. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What has you in Stitches this week?
I've been wearing my Quinn hat that has ear flaps, to sleep in. I've been wearing the Greyhaven hat.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm wearing my sock head cowl, and I've been wearing this during the week. And I've knitted it out of a gradient that goes from a dark gray to a silver gray.
This is one of the skeins from Knit Circus.
Yes, and I love it. And
have you taken pictures of this? I don't think you've posted anything.
I don't think so, no. The Knitmore cowl, and I've been wearing Christmas socks.
Yes.
And I've been wearing wool socks, and I think we should knit a pair of Christmas socks every year.
Well, we have enough Christmas sock yarn to do that, so we can totally do that.
Yeah. How about you?
I have been wearing wool socks every single day. I've been wearing my Seneca pullover, which is out of hand-spun wool, which I love, and the more I wear it, the more I like it. And I can't decide what part of it is that I like so much. I really am enjoying the horizontal
cable
across the shoulders. I think it's so striking.
And also unusual.
The, and unusual, and it goes with so much of my stuff, mm-hmm. and it's nice, it's perfect to wear under a coat and all that, so that's good. I've been wearing my green twist cardigan. I'm wearing the Rocky Coast cardigan that you knitted today, because I pulled it out of my drawer, and it was... You don't like it because it didn't sit right on you?
It didn't fit well on me. I bought yarn to knit another one, and the problem I'm having with it is it goes... Once you separate the arms, it is knitted down straight. Mm-hmm. And what I need to do is knit it down to the straight to the waist and then do increases to accommodate for the back 40.
I think if you added some pleatish darts into it, not darts. I have an idea. I'll draw it for you. Yeah, a gusset.
Yeah.
It would be really pretty and it would accommodate nicely.
Yes. What I have envisioned is adding stitches and doing it in garter stitch.
Ooh, that would be nice. Mm-hmm. I had to envision it for a moment.
Yeah. But I've looked for the yarn and I don't know where I put it, so I need to go stash diving.
Whee!
Yes.
The kids have been wearing stuff. Specifically, Genevieve has. Genevieve has been wearing her Gryffindor scarf and hat, and she's been wearing her Gone Astray cardigan, which is the child version of Welcome to the Flock. And Rex wore his Oliver sweater that I knit him for Christmas last year, mm-hmm. which is so cute on him. So cute. I'll have to make something bigger next year because he really likes it.
Good.
And Genevieve wants one as well, so... But it's not at the top of her list. Did we talk about how I did a sweater priority list with her?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought that was ingenious. All right, Andrew's been wearing his cashmere watch caps and the green and yellow woven scarf, and that is about it.
Yeah, he mentioned that he can wrap it around his neck once.
Yeah, I need to... So I made him the gingham scarf in black and steel gray cashmere. And this is jade sapphire cashmere fingering. And I got it on sale. It was clearance cashmere, as per usual. Mm-hmm. And I wove it in gingham, and it took me a million years to finish. And I posted on social media when you said, your weaving is gathering dust, and how you weren't being metaphorical.
Okay.
How there was a line, and you could see where the old weaving was and where the new weaving was because it was so dusty. So it turns out that my fulling... plunger, the one that had the acrylic handle, got handed off with all of our dyeing supplies. Did we talk about this last week?
I think so.
So I ordered a new one, mm-hmm. and it came in the mail because mm-hmm. Andrew looked far and near, low and high, and could not find one locally. So it is waiting for me to full his scarf with the kids. And Rex is very excited because the handles came in two lengths. And I know it was like $10 for both of them put together. It was not expensive. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, if I'm doing it in the sink, I'll want the shorter handle. And mm-hmm. if I'm doing it in a bucket, I'll want the longer handle.
Right.
And so I figured I will splurge on myself this year. And Rex went, this one is for
plungers.
Me, right? Yeah. He goes, this is for me, right? It's little. It's for me. And I said, you can help. So I have to fold his scarf, which I'll probably do today or tomorrow. If I'm wet and soapy already from washing yarn, it doesn't mm-hmm. take that much more effort to fold a scarf. And then I'll sew the tag on his, and it will be finished. And that is a nice long length. And fulling it makes the fibers lock into place and just kind of gets all the... And really, it desperately needs to be washed because it was so... I mean, it was so gross. The dust was pretty awful. So anyway, I will finish that.
Excellent.
Is that it for you?
That's it for me.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back, or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Love you.
The Grinchalong 2018 has come to a close.
When is the official closing date? We usually don't have fast and firm dates, ending dates.
I figure since Christmas was yesterday, and the cap is on holiday gifts for the season. I mean, theoretically, we could have it go until January 1st. We've only picked some of the winners so far. as okay. we've been going. So would you like to go until the 12th day of Christmas?
No.
No?
No.
You don't want the Grinch along extended until January 6th?
For the people who don't fit, no. Some people keep knitting until they go visit those relatives mm-hmm. or those relatives come after Christmas. And
what do you want to call it? I mean, we make the rules.
Let's call it
yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Grinch Along is done. We're going to be finishing picking winners over the course of this week and possibly next week, depending on how there are a lot of posts. So we're picking from Twitter, we're picking from Instagram, and we're picking from the Ravelry thread.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of reading. I think I'm 100 posts behind in reading. Maybe 50. I've been reading and making our list and checking it twice and laughing my Grinch laugh.
I went through all the Grinch posts on Ravelry last week, and I did all of them that were there last week.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep up on all the social media, but in trying to figure out how many we're going to pick and how many we're going to do from this one and that one and the other one, I'm really enjoying reading how people are enjoying their holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It is making my heart grow 3 sizes to hear people say, you know, I just let it go this year and I'm really enjoying myself. And that, my friends, is wonderful. So I'm going to try and post pictures of prizes along with the winners once we've got them picked. And ideally I'll get addresses and we'll get them out a little bit faster than last year.
That's a very good plan.
Last year's winners had their prizes in time for this year's Grinch Along. So pretty much I nailed it. The end.
That's one way of looking at it. Okay.
All right. Is that it?
Yep.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. No matter what you need, the Barmaids have you covered from head to toe. Face pudding to keep you smiling, Lolo lips to keep them kissable, probiotic deodorant for keeping you fresh as a rose, O for feet's sake to keep your feet soft and sandal ready, and the Lolo body bar for everything in between. You can find all this and more at bar-maids.com.
For Mother Knows Best, we are going to answer a question out of our What Do You Want to Hear About thread. Jasmine Lovey, what are we answering today?
Today we're answering a post from Fuzzy Nerd Knitter, who writes, Hi Cute Knitter and Gigi Darling. I know that Jasmine always picks a theme for the new year to work on in the coming months instead of New Year's resolutions. I would be very happy if you could reiterate a bit how you get to your theme and how you work with it throughout the year. I have a bit of two minds about my theme for next year and would love to get some inspiration and ideas from your choices. How do I pick my theme? I wish that there was like some really deep way that I got there as opposed to
just, it sounds good.
Well, I mean, I wish I could make something up that's like, oh, you know, I was communing with nature and I found myself or like something more impressive than this, which is very real.
Mm-hmm.
I figure out a problem or something that I'm struggling with and I think, how can I make my life easier by building better habits? And I think about something and that's what I work on. And boiling it down to one word really helps me because not only did I have, like, so Jasmine 2008 was Less is More, which isn't one word, but it's short and sweet and concise. It's an idea. And I had a friend who was helping me remember, like not exactly holding me accountable because that implies that I can't do these things myself, but just kind of reminding me what my goals were in a kind way. And so, for example, this year, my theme is intentional. Let the things I'm doing be intentional. Let my approach be intentional instead of reactive.
Mm-hmm.
So go into stuff with a plan. Go into something prepared. You know, and even if that's just take a deep breath and have a good attitude, it can make a huge difference. So, for example, I've started my intentional thing already. I totally blew it this year. For Christmas Eve, we usually do a crab dinner with our closest friends and immediate family. And it's family dinner. And I forgot to order our crab ahead of time. And if you don't follow seafood news, which I don't know anybody who does, there's been some sort of issue with Dungeness crab and fishing and whatnot. And so the crab was not only, there was a scarcity, but
They were also very small.
They were super teeny tiny. So instead of being 3 to 5 pounds a piece, or however big they are, they were 1 to 2 pounds. And historically, I go to Whole Foods at the crack of dawn, because this is not the first year that I have neglected to order them in time, which is 100% my fault. And you go at opening at like 7:30 in the morning, and you get in line and you wait a little bit and you come home with a gigantic bag of crab, and all is well and everyone is fed. So I get there and I called ahead and I said, listen, I forgot to order my stuff in time. Are you guys going to have spares? And they said, well, we're not sure. But if you come at opening, you might
have
get some
chance.
Yeah. So I told Andrew what the plan was the night before. And it used to be easier before we had kids, because you didn't have to worry about where people were or who people were or logistics. And Andrew offered to go. And I said, no, because if it doesn't work out, then I don't want you calling me 400 times from the store asking all the things I need, because I will remember things at the store and I will forget them while you're at the store. So why don't we just skip the middleman? You hang out with the kids, tidy the house, get the kids ready, and I'll do the grocery store. And so I had my knitting and I turned on some super cheerful music in the car, and all the way over I'm singing my little heart out, and I have my purse and I'm ready to wait in line. I am prepared, but also I'm like humming because the music is so cheerful, you can't help but hum along.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got my cart and I go in and I get in line, and it is now 7:30 in the morning at Whole Foods on Christmas Eve, and there's a line. And the people who are working look tired already, and it's a long day for them. And so I think to myself, I'm going to be as kind as I can. I'm going to be as patient with everyone and myself as I can. I'm going to just be cheerful. And so there were a lot of people who were in the same boat as me as far as neglecting to order their stuff in time. And while we were waiting in line, the woman behind me snapped at the guy at the seafood counter, because she was told the same thing I was told, which was, if we get a shipment, then we'll have some, and if we don't, you're going to be out of luck. And she kept repeating, like, but they said there was going to be crab. And the guy was like, I don't work on the ships. I don't catch the crab. I'm not responsible for deliveries. All I do is sell the crab. Like, I'm really sorry. And he's trying to be nice about it. And it's early and people are losing their tempers. And all I could think is, this is not going to go well for anyone today. And so when it came to be my turn, the gentleman who was helping me says, can I help you? And I said, so I heard the thing about the crab. And he goes, yeah. And you could tell he was bracing himself for
another confrontation,
because this is going to happen all day. And like, I've worked retail. It's rough. And I said, let me think about a different plan. I know I need some shrimp, because I was thinking in line, what else can I cook for people that everyone will enjoy, that won't be disappointing? And I have 12 people to feed, so I can't just fake it. So I said, can I step to the side and figure out how much shrimp I need? And then can I have like the next turn? And he's like, yeah, sure. So the woman ahead of me takes a little while, which is fine. I pull up a recipe on my phone. I find a shrimp boil, and I figure out how many servings it is and how much shrimp I'm going to need and all this stuff. And meanwhile, I'm hearing people who are short-tempered and they're tired and they don't want to be told that they can't get the thing they were hoping for, which is disappointing. And I come back up when it's my turn again, and I said, okay, I've got it. And I go through and I'm like, I'm going to need this much crab or this much shrimp, and I want it in the shell and I need it deveined. And so we go back and forth, and I get my 4.5 pounds of shrimp for the shrimp boil. And the helper is like, thanks so much for, or he commented on my attitude. And I was like, well, it was my fault for not ordering the crab in time. I can choose to be flexible and find a solution, or I can choose to let this ruin my day, and I'm choosing to be flexible. And that was kind of it, because the woman behind me in line laughed and she goes, well, that's the right attitude. And all I could think is, well, I do get to choose. This is something I get to choose. And I have my boppy music in my head, and I finish my shopping, and I get the other. Oh, and before I roll, someone else had ordered, she'd wanted 15 pounds of crab, not 15 crabs. So she had 6 extra pounds of crab that was in a separate little package. And she turns to the guy and she says to the other helper, she says, I only wanted 15 pounds. And he's trying to explain that shells weigh a lot and all this stuff, right? And like 15 pounds is not 15 crab. You're going to not have enough. If you're, no, I know that I want 15 pounds. And she's telling him, I know exactly how much I want. And the gentleman helping her looks at the manager guy, and the manager guy gestures like, yeah, it's fine, take the return. And I roll up and I go, could I grab that crab? I'll take that. And so we ended up having enough crab for everyone to have a little bit of crab and also mm-hmm. quite a bit of shrimp boil. So the whole day was fine. But the point of it is, because I went in with a good intention, with intentionally, like, this might not work out for me. This is my own fault. How am I going to move forward? I'd already decided that I was going to be flexible. I'd already decided that if this didn't work out, I was going to need to pick out something else to feed people. And it just, you know?
Yeah, I have people sometimes saying, thank you for waiting, thank you for being patient. And I'm thinking, what is the alternative?
Knock over tables.
If I walk out in a huff,
you're still not getting the thing you need.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's true. But it was funny because I felt good all day. And it started early. And I mean, I was at the grocery store for a long time.
You scored crab that you didn't expect.
Bonus crab.
Yeah.
Bonus crab. And everyone ate dinner and we all had a good time. And it was just a really nice day. And it didn't ruin my day. And nothing, everything I did that day, like half the things I was hoping to do that don't actually matter, I didn't do. And you know what? No one's Christmas was ruined. Not mine, not anyone else's, and I didn't drive anyone crazy just stewing. So that is a long story to say. I figure out where I could be happier or where things could be better or something I don't like, and then I set about doing it. How do I keep track of it throughout the year?
Do you need to keep track of it?
I do. I check in, you know? Mm-hmm. And I have, like, Andrew will help and be like, here's this thing. And when I was working and I worked at a computer, I had a post-it note on my monitor that said what my word was so that it was in my line of sight every day.
Oh, that's good.
Now I would have to put it somewhere, like maybe the front door, the kitchen, on the hood. But, you know, it's one of those things.
The refrigerator.
The refrigerator. Yeah, that's a good one. But it needs to be somewhere where you'll think about it, because being intentional for me this year is it. Because I've had a lot of reactive years, and now I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to go forward and do my best, and that's going to be fine. So do you have any way? Do you pick a theme? They come and go for you.
Yeah, I think what my plan for next year is to do some sewing or sewing adjacent thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a reason for that. When I sit at my sewing machine, it's my happy space.
Does sewing adjacent count? Is that like planning?
So I have an index card on the table, because the other night I was trying to figure out how much fabric I need for making Christmas pillows for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was measuring and figuring out, and I had the fabric open, and that's sewing adjacent.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's planning.
Yeah.
Got it. We need to think of a clever hashtag for your sewing everyday thing. Some people use like sew365 and things like that. We should think about that.
Okay.
Be intentional about your approach to your sewing everyday goal.
Well, I'm taking classes again, and I have sewing things to do, but sitting behind the machine just makes me happy.
Wonderful.
Usually. Yes.
Asterix.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that later.
All right. Is that it for Mother Knows Best?
That's it for Mother Knows All right. Best.
I would love to hear people's themes for 2019. I will open a thread in Ravelry, and please share maybe how you came to those themes and what those themes are, if that's comfortable for you. All right. Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Dreaming of winter sweater weather? Infinite Twist has you covered with Dyer's Choice sweater quantities. Each yarn pack includes 1,800 yards of hand-dyed 6-ply merino in a one-of-a-kind color for $98, and shipping is free. Colors are not repeatable, and when they're gone, they're gone. Check out the colors currently available at infinitetwist.com.
When knitting attacks.
Well, we have our podcasting attacks. We have a neighbor who's leaf blowing and mowing while we're doing this. And the nice thing about our fancy microphones is they pick up all of that noise. So that's a little special something for you. It's like you're almost sitting here with us.
Ambiance.
Mother dearest.
Lovey.
How is your knitting treating you this week?
Well, not too exciting, but all the hexagons that I'm knitting, I noticed that I dropped a stitch after I had bound off. And that needed to be fixed. That absolutely needed to be fixed. Mm-hmm. So I had bound off and cut off the yarn. So undoing and picking up stitches from, you knit from the outside in,
mm-hmm.
and you end up with one stitch. All the stitches are pulled onto one stitch at the end. And then you cut the yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And I had. And then I needed to go back.
And repair it.
And repair.
Whoops.
Yeah. What else? What have you been doing?
I have been making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up my boxy. And, oh no, I had you measure me for the Comfort Fade cardigan.
Right.
And everything has kind of settled out. And I'm, you know, I'm wearing supportive undergarments again. So I had you remeasure me, because before you start a sweater, you should always get fresh measurements.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty much standard. And the main reason I was having you remeasure me was for, or measure me period, was for the length, because I knew I wanted to increase, I wanted to make it longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I needed to make sure that the proportion was good on me, because if I just make it longer, I can't guarantee it's going to look like. So it's going to hit me under my bottom. It's mm-hmm. going to be about an inch of clearance under
the back 40?
Under the back 40. And so when you measured my chest, it's gone down again to just a little bit bigger than I was before I had kids, which means that I am going to have to frog my Fading Lines cardigan, which is only like this much knitting. I'm holding up 2 inches of back neck shaping on a raglan, a top-down raglan, and my sprig pullover is going to have to be pulled back all the way to the beginning, because that's going to be way too much ease. It's going to be...
Have you try? Can you try it on?
No. I mean, I can try it on, but it's not going to work because my shoulders are also going back to normal, it seems. Like, I'm not... I don't know if I'm losing muscle mass or what the right thing is, but my coats, my old coats are fitting me again, which I'm not lifting Rex as much and I'm not lifting Genevieve as much. So it makes sense that I'm not getting my daily workout like I used to.
Less of the Hulk and more Dr. Banner?
Something. So, and my sprig is not that far. I mean, it was almost at the armholes, but I'd rather have it fit me the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So at no point is a sweater girl sweater supposed to have 5 inches of ease.
No.
So.
Those generally have a bit of negative ease.
Yes. So that's going to have to
okay.
go back. And I don't okay. want, because what I've noticed is with neck down raglans,
mm-hmm.
if they're too big, they don't, it's not like a set in sleeve or a drop shoulder where it's just kind of, I don't know, they just look worse when they're way too big on you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So those are going to have to get frogged and start again. But you know what? That's okay, because they're going to be just right.
Okay.
And that gives me the opportunity to, A, set up my sprig pullover in Knit Companion, so when I'm doing all the strange neck shaping, I don't accidentally miss a row
mm-hmm.
like I did last time. And with the Fading Lines, it gets me back to working on the Choose Your Own Adventure Cal flow chart and inserting the pattern so we can put it back on Ravelry. So, all in all, I will approach this with intention and a positive attitude, and that these are going to be sweaters that I'm going to really love.
Right. I'm so glad you can do that, because my other knitting attacks don't allow for the good intention part. So,
not good intention, just intentional.
Yeah.
On purpose.
These were all mishaps. So, when I separated my laundry for color, it seemed something went wrong. And a pair of my cable socks
mm-hmm.
got in the red laundry.
We had a thing like that happen, too. We had the red sock and the white laundry incident.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the other. But it was like this last week as well.
So my gray socks are now, well, it's not grayish, it's pink and gray.
Annie Modisette had a fix that she suggested to someone for stuffware errant dye. If the color is ruined already, do you want to try her thing?
The
baking soda
Baking soda thing, I hadn't even thought of that.
Bring them over. We'll intentionally ruin your socks. Or unruin them, maybe. They can't be worse than they are now, theoretically, right?
Okay. Then, in that case, I have another thing to bring. I wore my a pair of my Christmas socks,
mm-hmm.
and I took them off.
Yeah.
And I had pink toes.
Yeah, mine bled all over everything. Like, all over everything. And same yarn. So, that was the contrasting toes and heels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have rinsed that first. I know better. It's a beautiful, deep, intense red. And I should have rinsed it first. I should have washed it first. Oh, well. We live, we learn. And it socks. And bring them over. I'll see if mine have been washed, I think, a few too many times for the rescue to work.
Okay.
But yours haven't.
Okay.
So, and we'll post our progress with this.
Before and after?
No, not before and after. Just how it worked.
Okay.
Because I don't want it, first of all, I don't want it to look like someone's yarn didn't hold up. When not rinsing it, if anytime you're using any kind of contrast color, you really want to rinse, you want to wash the yarn before you work with it, especially if it's a different brand than the original that you worked with, or if it's a color that's notorious for bleeding, like reds or bright blues. So I think I want to describe how it worked, and then I don't know, I haven't thought this entirely through, but I want to make sure that, because images can be very deceptive. Like if you show a picture of something where all the color's been lifted because you accidentally used an alkaline thing, it's going to look like the color wasn't set in the first place.
Mm.
So anyway, we will find a solution for that. And if nothing else, we will have learned something.
Yes.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Every hobby needs organization. Every project needs a place. Erin Lane Bags helps you turn your fiber pastime into neat and organized endeavor. Our project bags, totes, and needle and notions organizers are everything you need to keep your fiber arts from fraying. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. This week for our review, we are reviewing the AcreWorks Knitting Toolkit. This retails for $38 in the US and is super cool. They sent us each one of these in a box of goodies, which was honestly the best thing I've opened this week. It felt like Santa came early.
Mm-hmm.
So let me state all my biases. We really like the stuff that AcreWorks makes. We really like them personally. And you know what I especially like? When they have a cool thing, they send it to us to try.
Yeah.
And that way we can say, like, here's this cool thing that we got to try. I really appreciate how well thought out and well engineered their stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that they do beta testing with actual users and they take the feedback into account when they're designing their products. And this was a thing I saw their original version of on Instagram, and I went to the website to buy one because it was so cool, but it wasn't there yet because they just kind of dummied it up. Let me tell you what this is. This is their cool swatch gauge with the plus sign shaped one that has the little teeth. It has measurements in centimeters as well as inches. So plus, they go
plus sign because that's where you measure your stitches. It's the stitch gauge.
Yes.
Yes.
This is the cool thing that we had. They actually sent these for our goodie bags last year for stitches, which was hugely, hugely generous. The caddy itself is rubber with very strong magnets. So there's a warning for if you have a pacemaker, don't put it up against your shoulder, which also means for mom that she can't carry it in her knitting bag up against her shoulder. So this is a buried big, if you have the big bag from Little Skein, the huge, huge one, or one of the big ones from Erin Lane, it would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's in a small bag, like in your purse, don't put it up against your pacemaker.
Okay.
This comes with a tape measure inside the tool caddy, some adorable itty-bitty wickedly sharp scissors. I used them last night to test them.
I used them this morning to snip stitches in a seam.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an incredibly sharp point. And you know when you have scissors that are so good and tight, they snick.
Yes.
When you cut, yeah, this is it.
We have nice microphones.
Do it again, a couple of times.
Shh. Can you hear the snick?
Yes, yes, excellent.
So this also comes with some gourd-shaped metal...
Light bulb.
Light bulb-shaped stitch markers that are safety pins and some darning needles. Now, the side of this is actually my favorite part. It has the needle gauge built into the side, so it looks like a gear.
Yes.
The aesthetics of this are really appealing, and it's got the millimeter measure, the metric under the U.S., and it explains that there's a key in case you're not sure.
And it starts at triple aught.
It is, and it goes all the way up to 15, which is pretty great. The needle gauge, not the needle gauge, the stitch gauge, their measurer, clips into, or it fits into the top of it and holds it all together closed, along with the magnets. The magnet is so sharp, there's a little bell I have attached to this, and it holds the jingly part of the bell in as well. I thought it came with the bell in it. It turns out it was a random errand craft project thing that was on our table, which happens when you live in a creative household. But they also have this setup so that if your tape measure is in here, you don't have to pull it out to use it. You can use it while it's in the thing. Now, Mom did do one small improvement, which we'll have to post a picture of, which was to put a Knitmore Girls tape measure in there. But other than that, I have to say...
It's personalized.
It is personalized. I wish we had gotten this in time to review for people to have ordered for the holidays. This is the thing. And you know what? It's never too late to stock your gift pile for next year. I have a trunk that I like to keep our gifts in.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have a couple of extra little things in there in case we have extra guests for the holidays or in case I need a thing. And this is the thing. So it retails for $38, and that's not inexpensive. But the individual components that go into it, this is the toolkit that you need to go everywhere with. This has everything. And there's room for some extra stitch markers. Now, the ones they use are metal so that they work with the magnets. But you could just as easily tuck some cute ones, some smallish cute ones in here.
I think you can also empty your chibi into the needle part, the needle holder.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried it, but I was thinking about it.
Yeah. I want to see what people are doing with theirs as well, because I know we're not the only people to have gotten them. This is such a clever thing. All right.
This is not anything small. This is a serious.
It's a serious piece of equipment. This is the thing that you're not going to lose because you're going to put your things right away. And I think that's one of the most elegant parts of this design is that it's set up in a way where it is appealing to put your things back. How often can you say, it's fun to clean up after myself? When everything has a place and a place to belong, I think that's... Anyway, so if I was going to make my wish list for improvements, I would say I wish this came in colors other than black, but the black is very striking. The bottom of many bags, the insides of knitting bags are often dark, so having it in a slightly lighter color, like a hot pink or a bright purple always does well with knitters, which is why I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm.
But any of the... And I don't want to get into choices with colors because AcreWorks is where I run into problems with decision fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time when I need bobbins ordering new bobbins from them because I get stuck on what do I pick, what pattern do I pick, what color do I pick, because they're all so pretty. And I'm never disappointed with what comes in. So I just usually hand that off to somebody else and go pick something pretty.
The only thing I want to add to it is my name somewhere. So
we have the thing, the Cricut. I'll make you a sticker.
Excellent.
But yeah, a sticker would do it so easily. They sell, if you don't have a Cricut, you can get the scrapbooking letters at the store that are stickers, and they stick pretty well. Mom and I used to use those in the before times to label things that were the same with a G or a J. This is such a cool thing, and I wanted to thank AcreWorks again for sending them to us. This has been... Andrew was admiring it last night while I was sitting on the couch because I sunk it into my knitting bag. And it didn't catch on anything because the edges of the needle gauge are rounded and they don't catch on your knitting and they don't catch on your yarn. And I would still sink it into a project, like a zippy perhaps, but I'm not positive as to whether that's ultimately necessary or not because my zippy tool bags tend to have other stuff in them as well that's useful. Because you can't put a USB on here. I think that will be
no
wiped because of the magnets. Is that how it works? I actually don't know, but it doesn't seem like a good idea to put computer equipment in
with strong magnets.
With strong magnets for
with
some
magnets
reason.
Strong enough to mess with an with a pacemaker.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I've been gushing. Do you have anything else you would like to say about this?
I want a sticker so it shows that this is mine.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Dibs claimed.
I like the needle gauge a lot. I like that we changed it for our own tape measures. I am thrilled with the snips, and it is very smart. I think this is the ultimate tool chest.
I will say, if you have someone who needs hints, this would be a great Valentine's Day gift. Or in anything, or just because it's Tuesday gift. This is the kind of thing I appreciate. I love good design. I love when things are well thought out. And this is, I will say that the needle gauge took me a minute to get used to, because I'm so used to the pokey ones where you slide it in.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually, after I used it for a couple of minutes, I was like, oh, I totally get it. Because it is rubber and they move a bit, but there isn't enough play where you can mistake what size needle goes where. Does that make sense? Like, yes. You're playing with it right now.
Yeah, so I'm having size 1 knitting needles.
Mm-hmm.
And the size 2 is definitely too big.
Yeah, and it says there's room for 1.5s, 2.5s. So when you've got those really small sizes, they've got it right there, because it does make a big difference if you're using a 2 on one sleeve and a 2.5 on the other sleeve, for example.
Yeah, so I really like it.
All right, highly recommend.
Highly recommend. It's a get it now.
Yeah, this is a buy it now. Happy holidays. Happy Boxing Day. Treat yourself. All right, is that it?
Yep.
Let's move on to the next segment. Mother Dearest.
Lovey.
Let's change gears and talk about sewing.
We were talking about the Grinch Along.
Yes.
And the Grinch Along needs Grinch bags to go with.
Well, yes, of course.
So I've been setting my sewing area up like a small factory.
I like to think of it as maximizing your efficiency.
Exactly, because I love efficiency. And so the bags have been cut and sewn and pressed, and I need to work on a better solution for pressing them.
Mm-hmm. The thing didn't work? The Cricut press?
No, what I need is something I can stick into the bags so it will pull out the lining.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put an iron on it and press.
Mm.
Not a cardboard, but I was thinking quilting template.
Okay.
If I have a quilting template that I cut to size.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't the lining template work?
No, because that...
It's bigger because we added seams.
Yes.
Sorry.
So. Oh,
curses math. You got me again.
So, and right now I'm sewing on the ribbons. And when that is done, I will bring it over and Genevieve can help pull in the drawstrings.
Awesome.
So that is that. And I got my grade for sewing class.
Yes.
79.35%.
That is a passing grade. How do you feel about how you did? Do you feel like you learned things and it was worthwhile?
I learned things and it was worthwhile, but I was also thinking, what do I do with the things I've sewn? And none of them are good enough to even give to donate.
Mm-hmm.
None of my friends can wear it, and it's not sewn well enough to donate. So I will put them in plastic bags and put them out as fabric recycling.
We do have textile recycling in downtown, so.
Yeah, so.
Not a complete loss.
But I've learned technique, and I'm excited about sewing pants because the system was on a PowerPoint presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done that. And I did it by myself without having to ask a whole lot of questions. So I think I can easily...
You were not excited about sewing pants before this class. Like,
no.
You did not sew pants.
I didn't.
That is huge.
I do have an old sloper that was made to my personal size that I don't think I've ever used. And I can find that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
I'm excited to see what you're doing too. And I'm excited to see you work with fabric that you're excited, that you're happy to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're making something with intention. It's going to be yours. And you know what? If you make stuff for class and it's made for learning, it's not a waste. I mean, I know that you feel strongly about not wasting textiles because there is so much fabric waste. But I think if you had made it in slightly nicer fabric that you were happier to work with, your entire experience would have been better. And you might have been able to rehome it to somebody. So theoretically, there would have been less waste.
Good point. But also, I was averse to spending money on wool fabric for something that would end up.
I'm sure we could have found some wool yardage somewhere for not. I mean, we could always hit eBay.
Wow,
true. There is the internet. We have the entire internet at our fingertips.
True.
Let's troubleshoot together next time and figure out a solution that works for you and will work for somebody else. Because I think if you'd made this and you're like, well, it's not going to fit me, but it will fit somebody and it will be nice for somebody.
And then I would have had to do alterations.
No. No, it's like, so our knitting group is really funny because it's full of great people. But we were talking about making something to fit and then treating it like the Cinderella thing. You make the boyfriend sweater and then you find the boyfriend to go in it. And that way the sweater is to your specifications that you like. And then hopefully the person you put it on. And it was just a very funny thing because this was a backwards way when you were talking about how the suit doesn't fit anyone and how are you going to find it to fit somebody and how are you going to do this. And even so, it's not made out of stuff that you're proud to give away. And somehow circuitously the knitting group landed on if you build it, they will come.
I knitted a sweater for your dad the first year we were married, and since it was a surprise,
oh no,
I didn't try it on him, and I tried it on myself, and it came down to my knees. And your dad isn't nowhere near as tall as Andrew.
No, you and my dad are about the same size height.
He's a few inches taller.
Not anymore.
A few. So.
Sure, Mom. Sure.
His uncle is taller, and we tried it on him, and he was not tall enough to carry it off. And so I schlepped that thing around for years until we found somebody who was 6'3".
Oh, wow. Someone Andrew's size? Yeah.
Yeah.
The neighbor.
6 foot.
Yeah.
Big dude.
Tall
six
dude.
And six, yes. So, yeah. And it was his prized garment until his mother accidentally shrunk it in the wash. But yes, that went over very well. Okay. So I have to store garments that don't work until we find a victim to bestow them onto.
I actually think the better way of doing this is to get we have the internet at our fingertips. You could put it up on Facebook and say, here are this is to fit. And then if they want it, they can figure out if it works with their measurements or not.
Good plan.
Yeah. I'm all about making this easy. All right.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
That works for me.
Intentional.
Yes.
It sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, Custom Labels by Sterling, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode, can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. And you can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, Jasmin, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, Gigi, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Periscope, Tumblr, Pandora Radio, and Spotify as Knitmore Girls. And if you haven't already joined our Ravelry group, you absolutely should. It's full of amazing people and phenomenal conversation, and you would be a great fit. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.